Psalm 4, section 1 of my Back to the Psalms commentary. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. Psalms 4, verse 3. There are two ways to look at this statement. One, God looked down to earth, found a man that was already being kind and religiously pious, which is what Strong's H26-23, Gassid means. It means godly. Then, so God looks down, finds a man already being this, he sets that man apart. Or, the other way of looking at it is God sets apart the man. And therefore the man becomes kind and religiously pious. Gassid, or godly. Which way is it? It's an important question because in Psalms 4, verse 6, now David says, there be many that say, who will show us any good? For our discussion today, I'd like to change the translation to who will show us anything better. My concern is that we live in a world that very much believes in relativism. We're all about as good as one another. Sure, there might be some who make it their occupation to do large-scale good, you know, for instance, teachers or doctors, firemen or police or, rescue workers, researchers or chemists, you know, that kind of thing. Their occupation gives them much greater opportunity to do good in much bigger arenas. But it's not to say that they have done any better than any of us would do if we had been given the same opportunity or the same occupation. If this modern relative age were to ask David, old man, what makes your calling, what you're calling godliness, any better than anything that we are doing? Well, I'm sure that each one of us readers would have to pause a moment to think about how David would answer that. It's an important question to ponder because David also says, quote, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Verse 3. How so more than any of the rest of us? Here David ties it back to the supposition because God has set him apart. So then, we must come to some sort of conclusion as to how this setting apart actually works and how it makes for something that truthfully is better than just anything we're calling relatively good. The saint is in much distress in our psalm today. He's calling to God to help him mercifully, just as he is called upon God and been helped by God several times before. The saint is being strongly opposed by those that he is calling ye sons of men. They are actively attempting to shame this saint's glory. Ye sons of men are described as loving their own vanity, seeking after leasing, which is an odd word in the English. It better means seeking untruth or seeking after deceitfulness. And figuratively, in the Hebrew, it means idol, seeking an idol or attending to an idol. The hunting down to shame and abuse the saint is a repetitive theme throughout the Psalms. David confidently calls for God's help and in the same breath exhorts others to stand in awe, sin not, commune upon their own bed, and be still, offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and to trust. The others might be ye sons of men, he exhorts, but who are they ever to listen? It is more likely other distressed saints in this David's or the psalmist's congregation. Herein might be our first indication of how the saint's position might be shown to be better. The saint isn't the one going about to shame the good that other people are doing. Well, hopefully not. At the same time, he's attempting to humanely separate his goodness from the love of vanity and his goodness from the deceitfulness within and without. What makes a saint's goodness any better than anybody else's, you ask? The psalmist is replying that the Lord sets him, the godly, apart. It's a result of God's continuing work upon each saint that the saint no longer seeks to shame the well-intentioned efforts of other people. It is God's continuing work that the saint more and more is turned back the other direction from vanity. It is God's continuing work that the saint is lifted up, lifted from the deceitful bands of our hearts and our imaginations. Continuing, I do say, because not one of us are completely there as of yet. Therefore, we should each stand in awe, sin not, commune upon our own beds, and be still, offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and trust. Could it be said then that by the continuing work of God, that the saint, faulty as he is on the path, at least, of something better? I do believe so. The Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. What makes a man godly then? Godly seems to be the key. Is it his actions and his intent God sees that sets him apart? Or is it that God sets him apart and then his actions and intents are soon to follow a better course? Let's spend time today to find out.